Good morning and welcome to Devotion Time by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Your host, S. Sebastian Campbell, Rector St. Gregory the Great, and Michael Road in Providence, by way of St. Andrew in Otterstown, Canada. Today is July 10th, 2023. We celebrate independence of this country. Let us pray. O God our Father, whose will it is that your people should live in ordered societies, inspire the people of this nation with the spirit of justice, truth, and love, and so guide our leaders and all who make decisions on our behalf, that we may direct our affairs in righteousness and peace, that we may live in peace and harmony unto your honor and glory. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 43. You have heard it be said, love your friends and hate your enemies. But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may become the children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to shine on bad and good people alike, and gives rain to those who do good and to those who do evil. Why should God reward you if you only love the people who love you, even the tax collectors do that? And if you speak only to your friends, have you done anything out of the ordinary? Even the pagans do that. You must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. I vow to thee, my country. This is celebration time, when we give God thanks for those great heroes who risk everything in order to cause us to be in an independent and free country today. We celebrate 50 years, July 10, 1973, to July 10th, 2023. God was at work in this land all through our history. And we only need to pause and see that God is a God of yesterday, today, and indeed forever. The God who was with the children of Israel as they wandered aimlessly through the Egyptian wilderness for 40 long years before navigating the promised land. The God who drove Egypt into Israel into the promised land from Egypt. That God continues to drive us today. The 40 years is significant of a brand new generation becoming recipients of God's promise. Those whose minds should not have been contaminated by the older generation, they were the ones who entered the promised land. That older generation was one of complainers with axe to grind, a cantankerous and ungrateful people. And records show their stubbornness and audacity even to fly into the face of God. The more God blessed them, the more they complained. And God was always generous in practical applications of daily bread, water, providing protection from the onslaught of enemies. Yet they were never fully satisfied. It reaches a zenith when God's chosen people demanded Aaron to make them a god at whose feet they eventually worshipped. Such an idolatrous and stubborn people could not inherit God's promises. They all had to die in the wilderness. A new generation could only qualify now for the supreme blessing of the promised land. This is a new generation now. 40 plus 10, 50. We've gone 10 over. A new generation that ought to be building on the old generation. A new generation that should see the pitfalls, the booby traps of the older generation. And I know that We are to carry this country with God at our side, God before us, God around us to the next level. You see, the problem comes when we fail to see that God has been in every step with us. Even in pre-1834, 1838, indeed with the general strike on Bremer Road and the formation of the Progressive Liberal Party as the engine to take us into majority rule and indeed into independence. It was God's hands at work, step by step, leading and guiding us. This generation now ought to be asking itself, how can we build on the achievements of the past generation and not simply sit on our laurels and believe the work is done? The work has only just begun. 1973 to 2023? Yes, this is a new generation. And God has placed this country in our hands. The older generation went through the colonial wilderness. The older generation of pre-1973. Yes, yes, yes. Some of those leaders are still around, and that mindset might still be there. They keep us dormant and in place, not to move. Many colonial minds would want us to be both colonial and independent at the same time. Impossible. Many would have us stay trapped in a mindset from which we claim to have broken the shackles. Truly, our evolution is a work of progress. The baton is being passed into the hands of a new generation. That new generation, 50 years afterwards, we must build on the achievements of those founding fathers, Lyndon Pinlan, who was put there by God to be the modern-day Moses, to lead us. Who is the Joshua today? The Milo Butlers. Randall Fox. Doris Johnson. Indeed, time would not allow me to go further. But this road to independence took a direct turn in 1963. In May 1963, in fact, when a conference was convened in London to consider a new constitution for the Bahamas, resulting in the islands being granted full internal self-government, with Great Britain retaining control of foreign affairs, defense, and internal security. The new constitution came into effect on January 7, 1964, setting the stage for a remarkable victory of the polls by an engine that God had put in place in order to take us the next step, the PLP. And then Pinlan quite naturally was hailed as the modern-day Moses, who led the Bahamas to the promised land. And the drumbeat for independence became louder and louder, with Great Britain eventually acceding to the wishes of the majority of Bahamians on July 10, 1973. Pinlan had been leader of the country since the 10th of January 1967 and remained there for 25 years. And God has since been raising up leaders after leader, a Hubert Ingraham, a Perry Christie, a Hubert Minnis, a Philip Brave Davis, and the list goes on. But do we stay where we were the 10th of July, 1973? What new blocks are we putting on? Our God is an adventurous God. Our God is a daring God. Our God is a God who says, I am with you always, who calls us to dare to stand up to the pharaohs of any day and any age and saying, let my people go. There's always some bondage, some shackles from which we need to free ourselves. My prayer is that we would not squander this celebration simply by staying where we were the 10th of July, 1973, but to see to what new summit God has called us, and he's calling us to push on, push forward, push onward, and push together. so that new things can be accomplished and God can be more greatly glorified as we continue to trust Him. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus. Let us trust and obey, because God still has great things and greater things for us to do and to achieve. The 10th of July, to God and God alone be the glory. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, be upon us, remain with us, this day henceforth and forevermore. Amen. Now thank we all our God, followed by the national anthem.